This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It turns out that Subway, once upon a time the home of the $5 footlong and, by my admittedly unscientific count, the sponsor of every other commercial on television, that company did pretty well last year. The sandwich chain said today same-store sales were up 9.2% in 2022. And we mention that because inflation is putting the fast food industry in kind of a weird spot. Chains are facing rising costs for labor and for ingredients, which obliges them to raise their prices. At the same time, though, inflation puts consumers in the mood for value meals, even if value is kind of a relative term nowadays. Marketplace's Matt Levin has this one.
Jonathan Cox is a creature of habit. Twice a week, around 11:30, he drives from his office in Oklahoma City to get his favorite fast food lunch.
This is going to sound terrible. It's literally a nachos Bel Grande and generally two bean burritos. And I chose those options because generally they're on the cheaper side of the menu.
As recently as 2021, that Taco Bell meal cost Cox about $8, a fair price for any twinge of shame he may have felt. But now that meal is about $11, no drink included.
That's what they want me to pay for it. And, well, I want what they're offering me, so I just go on about my day.
Prices have gone up across lots of fast food outlets, but so far that hasn't really slowed demand, says Ben Coley at QSR Magazine, which tracks the industry.
I think what's primarily helping with that is how other things have kind of, you know, lifted off.
Groceries have also gotten more expensive, and so have traditional restaurants. Coley says while inflation has caused lower-income consumers to scale back on fast food, it's actually helped fast food restaurants attract richer customers.
They're trading down. They're trading down from the casual dining places. They're trading down from the fine dining places.
While that's helped, it's by no means boom times for fast food, says analyst Sean Dunlop at Morningstar.
We've had a lot of operators navigating 20% plus inflation and input costs. You know, operators have actually seen their margins contract quite a bit over the last 12 to 18 months.
Fast food chains also need to be careful not to raise prices to the point where customers just don't think it's worth it anymore. Jonathan Cox, the Taco Bell loyalist, he says his red line is $15 for his nachos and bean burritos. Again, not including a drink. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.